back. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and as we're doing every day of the week, Monday to Friday, we're searching out and we're talking to entrepreneurs and always sharing their success of entrepreneurship. Our next guest, and it's a first-time guest, is Andrea Nielsen of Nielsen Landscaping Design. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're part of our new mafia group from Charlestown, correct?
I am. That's right.
So why don't you tell us about the Nielsen Landscaping Design, what it really is and what you do.
So I own a small landscape design firm. I work primarily with residential clients in the Metro Boston area, though I do some work in New Hampshire, Maine, some of the other New England states. But primarily I work with people to figure out how to use their outdoor space better, how to incorporate it with their indoor space. And I work with them to design plans that we then implement to really sort of transform their property.
So you have to work with landscape companies and with the owners. You're sort of a coordinator, correct?
I'm a coordinator. I mean, I'm a coordinator, a designer. And a coordinator. I do the installation management. So once we have a plan put together, then I really work to source the right team to install that plan. And that could be a really varied team of people. But I manage that team through the process. I have project plans and I keep the customers really up to date. So I sort of function as their point person through the project to make sure that the work really reflects the design we came up with.
Well, let's turn back at the clock.
Sure.
We used to say in Rocky J. Squirrel, the time machine, right? Let's go into the time machine. So what's your background and what was the inspiration for starting this business? Oh, it's called the Wayback Machine. That's
the
right.
The Wayback Machine. Right.
Right. Okay.
So this is my second career. And I think, I started in the corporate world. I had a 12-year career with a company now in Watertown in the healthcare technology and services industry. And I did a lot of work with that company designing products, mostly business products for physician groups. And when I joined that company, it was a very small entrepreneurial company. And I loved it. I loved designing things. I loved problem solving. And I loved the small business aspect of what I was doing. And as that company grew, I knew that I loved design and I knew that was something that I wanted to pursue. Computer programs and business applications wasn't the type of design I ultimately wanted to do. So I went back to school. I really sort of thought about how to fit my interest in design with some of my other interests being outside, the natural world and the built world. And I searched around. And I went back to school, went to the Boston Architectural College, and got a certificate in landscape design. And did that at night while I was still working full-time for my corporate job. And after 4 years there, finishing up my program, I sort of decided to take the leap and leave and start my own business.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you come up with this inspiration for entrepreneurship on your own, or is this a family history? Did you know it was always in the blood?
It's in the blood. You know, my mom is an entrepreneur. She owned her own company for many years in Connecticut, a real estate company. And she was really an inspiration for me. She really focused on client service and building her business through reputation and referrals. And that was really an incredible inspiration. And I didn't know that I had that in me until it started to emerge, you know, a little bit later in my first career. But the corporate career that I did have here in the Boston area was a very entrepreneurial venture when we started. And I loved that. I loved being part of every aspect of the business. I loved learning on the fly. I loved the pace of it. And so I knew that it was something I wanted to do for myself.
Right. So did you start this all on your own, bootstrapped it all on your own, or did you get help?
I did.
And how many years has it been now?
4 years. So I'm going into my fifth season.
Fifth season.
Yeah.
Three things that you know now that you should have known then?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. Three things that I know now. Well, I think that the sort of power of networking has really become clear. I didn't know a lot of people in the industry. I knew people in school, but I didn't know when I started a lot of people that were professionally doing landscape design. And since then, I have spent a lot of time reaching out through professional organizations, just through networking events to meet people who do what I do and really get the opportunity to learn from them. So I've learned a lot about how to structure my business, certainly on the design side, different, you know, design notions. But it's a lot about, I think, how I've really structured my business that's developed.
Right. And do you work alone?
Yes and no. I mean, I have the business. I'm a sole proprietor. I don't have any employees. But I always really work with teams of people. So I'm working with and for my clients. I'm working with contractors. I have a network of suppliers that I work with to source interesting materials and furnishings. And so I'm sort of always with people and working really collaboratively. But I am a sole proprietor.
Right. Sole proprietor. And so where do you want to go with the business? Do you have a goal with it?
I do. I want to continue to do sort of larger and interesting residential design projects, but I want to continue to be able to tailor a really service-oriented experience. So I don't foresee becoming a big firm. I don't foresee hiring tons of people or, you know, having the capital expense of bringing in equipment and doing the contracting myself. I really like the flexibility of being able to work with different contractors. So for me, I think it's a little bit more about taking the business to a different level of just design opportunity than it is, you know, growing it in terms of number of employees or things like that.
I understand. That makes sense. It's a lifestyle choice.
It is a lifestyle choice. It's a lifestyle choice. And to some extent, there's some artistic goals, I think, you know, to get into really creative work and to be able to do things that are both beautiful and really that really make them happy. I think that's sort of the goal for me.
Can you, let's say I was your fairy godmother,
yeah,
and I could bring any kind of project into you that you'd want. What's your ideal project? What's your sweet spot where you look at it and you go, I would do this for nothing. This is what I love to do.
Yeah, I love something that has a story. So a lot of times getting into historical homes, renovations. I'm working on a great project up in Manchester by the Sea. The owners bought a piece of property, renovated an old barn to be their primary residence, and changed the original residence sort of into an accessory building. And we're doing a beautiful plan there that really sort of reflects the history of the building and the location being near the ocean. So sort of bringing in some type of story is really great, and those historical projects are really fun and interesting to work on.
Very nice. Yeah. It sounds like there's a sort of romance to the business to you. It's you're an artist.
There is. I guess I would hope to think I'm an artist in some way, but I'm also very practical and very solutions oriented. So I think there's certainly a creative aspect to what I do, but there's also a real life problem solving aspect to what I do. It's about sort of looking at natural conditions of a site or of a house and looking at the objectives of the owner and figuring out how to accomplish their objectives given all of these natural constraints. And that's kind of fun. So it's creative and artistic, but within the constraints of, kind of real life problem solving. And the truth of the matter is almost nobody has an unlimited budget. So there's also that. You sort of work within, you know, a budget and a time frame that works for your customer. and try to create something that really works for them.
Very nice. Andrea, if somebody wanted to retain your services, learn more about them, how would they do that?
They could go on my website, www.nilsonlandscape.com. They could also send me an email at info@nilsonlandscape.com, and I can certainly get back to them and talk about what they're interested in.
Wow. Nielsen Landscape Design with the founder, Andrea Nielsen. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
It's a pleasure. And continued success and keep making Boston beautiful.
Thank you.
Great. We're going to take a break. My name again is Jeffrey Davis of Mage. And we'll be right back after these messages to share more stories of success of entrepreneurship.